At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And hello, everybody. Welcome again to another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com, presented by the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, coming August 3rd and 4th to Miami, Florida. We'll tell you more about that later on in the show. You can find out more at usccexpo.com. So on this week's show, with the laws and regulations regarding the sale and use of marijuana, it's varying by from state to state. And it's extremely difficult to create digital products that service the industry on a national level. This week, we welcome a couple of problem solvers. First, I'm happy to welcome the co-founder and CEO of Blue Label Labs, Jordan Guerrieri, and the co-founder and CEO, Sheldon Owen. They are looking to help. This is Blue Label Labs. They are the largest mobile apps and digital product developer in New York City. And they're looking to help cannabis businesses overcome these challenges with their mobile app, Munchies, M-U-N-C-H-E-E-Z, and formerly referred to as the Yelp for the marijuana industry. So without further ado, Jordan Guerrieri and Sheldon Owen, thanks for being with us here on Blunt Business.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
A pleasure. So I know that you've brought this app into the forefront, and I know that's not normally your that's one thing that you do, but obviously you do a lot of things when it comes to marketing and apps as general. So let me figure this out. Let me go and get a little bit of perspective here. Now, for Jordan, let me ask you this. You worked in business process and systems engineering for Microsoft. And I believe, Sheldon, you also worked at Microsoft?
No, I did not. I actually came from the marketing technology space, worked close with Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. So now, Jordan, I know you worked as a senior product manager for Windows Consumer Products. You worked on Hotmail, Messenger, and SkyDrive mobile and cloud apps. So I'm going to ask you directly, what both brought you out of the tech space to decide to go ahead and work on a cannabis app?
Well, it's interesting. You know, it didn't really take me out of the tech space to work on a cannabis app. I've always been in technology. I was one of those kids that was taking apart and rebuilding computers in his free time, and naturally getting a job at Microsoft was a dream job. Working in Messenger at the time there, you know, this is one of the largest social networks actively used in the world, over 330 million active users. And it was one of the first Microsoft properties we brought natively to iOS and Android platforms. So I was very closely involved in that, and it gave me an opportunity to see the potential and the power of these new mobile platforms. That's when I decided I wanted to pursue that more deeply and help other brands and startups build their businesses, reach customers with this kind of creative and conscientious use of this mobile technology and digital products. And as the cannabis industry starts to grow, it's a very modern industry, the way entrepreneurs these days are approaching it. And naturally, you know, that means mobile technology and lots of new tech from seed to sale in that industry is a core part of the evolution and the growth of this new cannabis industry.
And I'm understanding, Sheldon, that you were the person that were instrumental in having this app being made. Take me behind the initial idea of putting this together.
Sure. So I come from 20 years of marketing technology and SaaS enterprise technology solutions. And I saw an opportunity here as cannabis became mainstream, really a void in the market that built trust with consumers. Cannabis historically has had somewhat of a questionable background, but now that it's becoming mainstream and you're getting some sophisticated business folks attracted to the industry, what lacked was true trust for consumers to search and navigate kind of the landscape effectively. And so we ended up creating a solution called Munchies that allows consumers to discover cannabis in their local markets, do reviews on retailers and brands. It allows for legal businesses, whether they're retailers or manufacturers or brands, to promote themselves and advertise to a targeted consumer that is interested in cannabis in some way or form. And you know, it's not just recreational, as you're aware. It's both medicinal and recreational. And you know, if you look kind of on the web for other solutions that are out there to try to provide education or some sort of discovery of technology, it lacks that trust and is somewhat questionable. So we ended up taking the opportunity to bring that to the forefront and build trust both for the businesses and for the consumer.
Now, as I said, I know you're both from the tech space, and for some of the podcasts that I've produced myself or been a part of, we do talk a lot about trends. And so I want to give some of those business owners and those listeners out here a little bit of the understanding of some of the trends that are going on and how it ties into what you're doing with Munchies. So your website posted an article titled 2019 Technology Trends, What's Hot in the New Year? The article begins, in 2019, blockchain is out, machine learning is in. The growth in popularity and adoption of AI, artificial intelligence technology, throughout 2018 will continue as a 2019 technology trend. It will solidify its place as its value is further realized to advance progress in business, healthcare, security, manufacturing, and a host of other industries. So why is machine learning, is that something that might be tied into what you were doing here or into what you're doing at Blue Label? And why is it so important to address that and the industry?
Yeah, I can take that one. So I can start with this. You know, machine learning isn't new. We've had machine learning for quite a while in the tech industry. However, what's different now in 2018 into 2019 is that what's enabling it is we have the volume of data as well as the power of computer GPUs now at scale to make it reasonable to do to work with machine learning, work with this big amount of data on a larger scale and for companies small and large. And that's really what's new, and that's what's going to drive the machine learning as more in you know, in 2019 and onwards. And machine learning is just one area of AI, artificial intelligence, and machine learning is highly leveraged in things like recommendation engines. So simply using data, finding trends to recommend things to customers, as an example, and then also classification engines. So using, again, the data to find patterns and be able to classify, identify things. So in a platform like Munchies and for the industry, really where we're seeing a lot of opportunity for machine learning use is to get a sense of people's tastes, as well as better understand people's use of cannabis products for in different types of forms, such as the treatment for medical conditions, and then be able to evolve a recommendation engine to connect them with new products that they might like or might help them with what their uses of the cannabis products are.
So we're here with the co-founders of Blue Label Labs, Sheldon Owen, who's CEO, Jordan Guerrieri, who is COO. Here on Blunt Business, we're going to have more questions with them, a lot more about how tech has infiltrated the cannabis industry and more. But first, let's go ahead and tell you about the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It's where you have the right to educate, engage, and empower the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm telling you, we're getting a lot of registrations coming in. Early Bird, unfortunately, has finished up, but you still have a chance to get your passes now at usccexpo.com. Again, it's August 3rd and 4th inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register right now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. More Blunt Business after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis industry professionals, want to gain some new leads? Make genuine business connections and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are coming soon to Portland, Maine, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Miami. Sponsorship opportunities available. Register today.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on cannabisradio.com.
And welcome back. I'm here with the co-founders of Blue Label Labs, Sheldon Owen and Jordan Guerrieri. So more about tech in the cannabis industry, gentlemen. TheVerge.com wrote an article last November titled, Tech is Coming for the Weed Industry. We mentioned it before the break about tech trends in 2019 that your via blog post that your company had posted. The Verge wrote this, quote, that now that cannabis is big business, entrepreneurs are eager to bring tech to the weed industry, which means that cannabis is on the blockchain and machine learning has come from marijuana cultivation. So have you both noticed any other tech companies from inside or outside of your circles in the tech sector that are making waves in cannabis like yourselves? What have you been hearing within your circles?
Yeah, let me start with that. First, I'll pass the question to Sheldon, but just for clarification. So myself, this is Jordan. I'm the co-founder of Blue Label Labs, and we're a digital agency that partnered with Sheldon Owen, who's the CEO of Munchies, to help them bring the idea of Munchies to the market. So we're the technology and product company that helped to build that together with Sheldon and his great team. So with that, I think Sheldon can talk from his perspective of what he's seeing with other companies in the cannabis industry, much more deeply involved with those about the technology that he's seeing with other companies there.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. So a couple things that are seen, or at least seem to be coming to the surface around tech. You're seeing a big rise in a few areas, right? You've got seed to sale, which has been around for a while, but that's becoming more automated. That's becoming kind of mainstream because, you know, as governments get involved in the local states and tracking the production of cannabis becomes required, seed to sale platforms are becoming more mainstream. The other kind of mainstream category that we're seeing some rise in is the point of sale systems, or POS.
Totally.
These are the systems similar to a restaurant management system. You know, when you hand your credit card to your waiter or your waitress and they go and they run your bill and bring everything back to you and it's totaled and tallied up properly and you sign, you know, your credit card statement, you know, obviously you can't pay with credit card yet with cannabis, but the same infrastructure and accounting and inventory management capabilities are already being designed and deployed inside the retail storefronts, whether it's medicinal or recreational. And there's a number of companies that have, you know, successfully raised some capital, companies in Silicon Valley, you know, companies like Trees, you know, there's companies called Flow Hub, you know, right. Meadow, you know, these are all really strong platforms trying to solve a very big problem. To create this automation so these retailers don't have to kind of manually track their inventory and, you know, track the consumer transactions. The other component that's happening that's quite interesting is how POS systems are integrating into seed-to-sale platforms. You know, this big integration really allows for total control and transparency for products to be manufactured and sold into retail and then tracked back. So taxes are collected and audited. And so you're starting to see kind of that alignment happen on the retail side of things. Where there seems to be a void, or at least an opportunity, and this is kind of why we started Munchies, is, you know, there is a demand for marketing and advertising on mainstream media and a demand to reach mainstream audiences that are not your traditional subculture or traditional culture of cannabis users, right? You know, there's a newbie now that's curious, and there's a wave of elderly folks that are starting to take on cannabis as a serious alternative to medicine. And these consumers are really looking for brands that they can trust, read reviews about, use on a regular basis, maybe even auto ship. But that all of that requires, you know, programmatic advertising and marketing technology and analytics. And that's where we come into play. We on the surface have built Munchies.com and Munchies app, you know, for consumer discovery and consumer review. But on the back end, we've really built a big data infrastructure that provides programmatic technology for brands and retailers to service consumers in a better and trusted environment. But you're going to continue to see trends around, you know, cloud technology, big data infrastructure, programmatic technology, and then as we talked earlier, you're going to see things around AI for sure, where you're going to data mine this data and provide, you know, optimize and personalize capabilities to both businesses and consumers.
Interesting, some of those names you put out there. So there's Kyle Sherman at Full Hub, John Yang from Trees. I know we've had him on the network here. We've had a chance to speak to him extensively. And, you know, I guess the other thing, too, is that within, you know, you won't maybe necessarily hear the names and hear exactly which companies of those large tech companies that might be involved, but they might be under a different name, things like that. But they're obviously getting and coming in and infiltrating. So let me ask you this. This is a very important question, because obviously for those that are listening around there, they're going to say to themselves, well, wait a minute. There's an app that's somewhat similar to this that's been around for a couple of years now, and I'm not going to name the name of that company or that app. But Sheldon, I know one of the things that inspired you to create the app was because other apps or websites, without mentioning them, featured black market goods and services, making it difficult for consumers to research and find businesses and products that are legal, tested, organic, and safe. So you saw the app as being valuable to travelers and cannabis legal areas, making where usually it's difficult to hunt down high quality products. So how do you think Blue Able Labs and yourself were able to make this Munchies app do just what you said?
Well, it's a number of ways. So, you know, first off, you know, the companies that have been around for a while have, you know, solved a problem that existed in the market at that time.
Right.
Right. They've been around for a number of years and, you know, they work and, you know, the audience that they support, however, is a core audience. It's a traditional audience that, you know, uses their app for a very specific need. However, it doesn't bridge the gap between a newbie audience or really a medical audience or, you know, anything on a broader scope. And it also does support, you know, a pretty big black market, you know, here in California. I mean, obviously, right. It's the, you know, it's the challenges of California, not necessarily every other state. But, you know, they've, you know, I'm not here to say anything bad about them because they've done a good job. The reality, though, is climate has changed, market has changed, technology has advanced. You know, big programmatic, you know, solutions are needed. And data has become a valuable tool. And these systems were built on an infrastructure that didn't take those into consideration. And so, you know, it's the classic kind of old school solution versus the new school solution. And you know, we position ourselves as one of those new school solutions for the modern user. And we also position ourselves for a modern business, because as you know, these businesses are being, you know, restricted or have, you know, challenges on their own from just marketing and advertising. We've built a true, what we call brand to sale technology. So we are purposely built to automate brand advertising all the way down to commerce through a system. This has not been built by any of the competitors in the space, which differentiates us completely. And then we provide full transparency in data analysis for the brand and full transparency in data analysis for the retailer, so they stay in compliance, which was also not built in the first generation of these apps.
Now, I want to ask you about one thing in the app that was that stood out for me, and either one of you want to just jump in on this, about your patent-pending business scoring technology, and it's paired with a proprietary review process. So take me through that.
Yeah, sure. So if you look at our system, we have a scoring technology that's based similar to Zagat rating or Zagat ratings that Google owns, where restaurants are rated for cleanliness, they're rated for environments, they're rated for food and quality of service. We've created something very similar for the cannabis industry, where retailers are rated based on quality, based on security, based on service, based on veteran programs, and we score these. Our publishers in-house score these retailers, and we provide an actual cannabis score. And that score really is a trust score that will tie to reviews. So as more reviews happen on the actual application, which reviews are free for consumers to post, but as more reviews happen, the scores dynamically change over time based on the intelligence of the reviews. And those scores become kind of a reference point. Think of it like a starring system, but it's our proprietary starring system that we've built.
I'm getting a look at the screenshots. It looks great. I mean, it's a real nice, clean look. When you get a look at any particular review, we're seeing those grades underneath, and we're seeing all the information very well positioned and played out, which it looks great. It really does look wonderful. And like you said, I mean, there's obviously a reason where this is a step up, and it's really you're taking care of the demand of customers now coming into the space. They're much more, not so much refined or polished, but just much more educated and informed, and so they want to have something that has much more behind what's going on with us. So let's go ahead and continue our conversation after a short break, gentlemen. Jordan Guerrieri and Sheldon Owen, we're here talking about the Munchies app here on Blunt Business. We'll be back with final questions in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're wrapping things up here on Blunt Business for this week. We're here with Sheldon Owen and Jordan Guerrieri. Jordan Guerrieri with Blue Label Labs, and Sheldon Owen, who was working with Blue Label Labs on the Munchies app. Now, Sheldon, real quick, you were recognized with the Golden Jay Award, which is presented by Flourish LA to highlight workers who are pushing boundaries and building a better culture for cannabis industry professionals. I got a chance to talk to Justin Duda from Flourish LA, told me all about it. We'll love to get him on the air at some point, talk more about that and what he's doing. Now, through my research for the interview, I saw a lot of mentions about business culture within both of you, Jordan and Sheldon. Talk to me about the importance of that culture that comes from the tech industry and how cannabis companies can learn from that.
Sure. So I'll start with that and then Jordan can take it. So as you know, technology companies have been around for years, obviously, and they've invested millions of dollars into company culture and business culture. Take Google, take Facebook, take Twitter, all of these companies, have culture departments and they don't call it HR any longer. They actually call it like the people department or the talent department. The reality is these companies have set kind of minimal entry, barriers or minimum guidelines to kind of compete with. So, when a company like Munchies receives its venture capital funding, which we have, and we will be receiving more, we want to recruit top talent. And to recruit top talent, we need to provide a great business culture. And that business culture, from the talent that the pool that we're going to pull from are going to end up coming from the companies like Microsoft and companies like Google and companies like Facebook, because that's, the expectation of the technology platform that we're building. And so we have this pressure in order to attract the talent that we need and succeed and scale our business on an international level. We have to maintain that same type of expectation that these employees have been accustomed to for years. And so business culture becomes a big component to differentiation in your overall business operations. I'll kind of talk about this Golden Jay Award. We received it and we were recognized purely because of our disruption and really trying to bring a professionalized business culture and professionalized technology philosophy into the cannabis space, right? The cannabis industry is a multi-billion dollar opportunity, and there's no way that a multi-billion dollar opportunity can exist without infrastructure, and it can't exist without modern technology. And so, we're one of those companies that are going to bring that modern technology, obviously in marketing and advertising, but we're going to bring that modern technology to the surface, and we will be challenged in competing with the likes of a talent pool of like Facebook and Google and so forth. And so we have to maintain and sustain that same culture and that same ability to deliver.
Yeah, even at Blue Label Labs, company culture is very, very important. We're only as good as our people that we have. And really, we try to help our team understand the impact and the contribution their work has on overall what we're doing. And within the team, we go with a mentality that we don't just build apps. We help our customers build businesses, really. So it's part of our mission, as part of our core values, that we partner with brands and startups to help them build their businesses and reach customers with a creative and conscientious use of technology. And that's part of what motivates the people to work with us. They know that they're a part, that their work is a part of building these great businesses, bringing them to market, reaching new customers. And it's that motivation that's important to us to maintain with the people that work with our company and work with our partners like Sheldon and his Munchies team.
So I do want to take a minute, Jordan, because as you said, this was a project you both collaborated together on, to create Munchies, but I didn't get a chance, and it's only my curiosity, and I only just out of good fairness that I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about Blue Label Labs and some of the apps that you're working on now that you already have out there for people to look at. I know there's UDish, it's a lot of ways to help you find the dish that fits for you, a lot of things when it comes to culinary things. You have a Feel Good app, that's obviously Munchies, then you also have Magic Money, a cashless type of deal. Please, and then also one called Hello Sitter. So I see all these different apps that you're working on. Give me a little overview of the types of apps and what you're trying to build for what kind of clients. Is it usually just those that come to you? Are there those that you make yourselves that just come out of just an idea, some brainstorming that come to fruition?
Yeah. It's a little bit of both, but primarily our core business is to help new business, named brands or funded startups to help them bring a new digital product to market. And so those are examples such as Magic Money, Munchies, How You Dish, even Hello Sitter that you named there. We also worked with some name brands with products they already have to help them evolve them, bring them to scale, update them, reach their customers in new and creative ways. So those are other ways that we work with already with established name brands that already have a broad reach to an existing customer base. In terms of internally, we do have our own ideas. We're a tech company. Everybody involved likes to have that feeling and that we're a little startup, and we have the lab's name because we entertain our own ideas. Now, it's not a core part of our business to build these internal products, but every time somebody has a good idea, it might be an interesting way for us to test a new technology that's out there so we could better serve that technology for our customers. We'll incubate those ideas, and we will bring some small products to market internally under the Blue Label Labs name. And again, they're for various different reasons, sometimes just for a fun project to keep the team engaged, again, part of that company culture type of motivation that we try to have, as well as a learning experience. If we want to learn and ramp up on a new technology that's coming to market, we'll brainstorm internally on an idea, a way that we can apply that technology and test it internally, build something as a team and put it to market. Really not for the benefit so much of Blue Label business revenue or anything, more from a learning experience so that we can pass that on to other customers who may be able to leverage that technology once we've been able to wrap our heads around it.
And thanks for clearing me up. How You Dish is the name of the app. When I said that by mistake. But now, let's go ahead and take a moment for our listeners to go ahead and learn more about what both of you are doing, where they can find out more about you, and more about where we can find all of your apps. So, Sheldon, we're going to start with you first. I'm looking right now in the App Store, and I'm seeing some great reviews. One of those I saw is 10 times better than one of the other competitors, which that's got to be promising right there for everybody. So, Sheldon, really quickly, where can people find the Munchies app, and what should they definitely look at when they get a chance to download it?
Yeah, sure. So you can get Munchies on the Apple Store. You can get it on Google Plus or Google Play as well. You can also go to munchies.com. So there's three ways you can use Munchies. A couple things that you'll notice in the app when you initially download it. We actually ask some, in a cute kind of fun game, gamification way, a survey about your expertise or your knowledge of cannabis. And the reason why we're asking this data or the survey is because over time, we're going to create, an intelligent feed that customizes the material that will be tailored to you, very similar to like a Facebook feed or very similar to, a Snapchat feed or whatever it might be. But, you can find those, you can find it anywhere on any app store. And please give a review. We take pride in those. So thank you for that.
And Jordan, the floor is yours. Please let us know how we can find more about Blue Label Labs.
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit our website at bluelabellabs.com. It has a great portfolio of projects we've worked on, a number of case studies that dive deep into some of the interesting and challenging things that we've done with various partners, various companies such as Munchies. We've got a Facebook page at Blue Label Labs, a Twitter handle with a lot of updates, and on our website at bluelabellabs.com, we've also got our blog, which you mentioned and referred to a few different posts from that, where we're constantly updating and talking about industry trends, talking about new apps or platforms, products that we're launching together with customers, or even if those examples of things we're doing internally.
Fantastic. So really, one thing I can tell you is that from getting from the blog, a lot of things you put up there. So first thing off, I would always recommend is kind of going to look at the blog and see all the great information you're putting out there for everybody. But, Jordan and Sheldon, I really do appreciate you both being on the program. And, this is great information. And really, the one thing's got to be said about there's other competition out there that might be in front of you before you decide to put a project, a business, or service in front of the cannabis industry. But let me tell you, this is an example right now that you can come right into this business and you can succeed well. And, don't let competition or feeling like, well, there's already, the need has already been filled, because maybe you can fill it better. And I think that's the best lesson we learned out of this show. So Jordan and Sheldon, thank you so much for being with us here on Blunt Business.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. So, again, you can learn more at BlueLabelLabs.com and also look for the Munchies app, M-U-N-C-H-E-E-Z. Look for it in the Apple Store or Google Play. Now, one more time, got to tell you about the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. You still have a chance to sponsor, even though we might time is winding down before we can get started, because you know August 3rd and 4th is almost here. But you know what? The USCC sponsorship program is a wonderful way to position you and your company as an industry leader to an audience that will listen and engage. Never too late to get involved, whether you like to sponsor, you know, want to still try to come on board as a speaker, or get in, participate in some way, shape, or form at a returning conference series, the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It's August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida. Join, invest in your future, leave a lasting impression on thousands of attendees. Go to usccexpo.com/sponsorship-information and talk to the USCC Expo team about the best options for you. With that said, thanks for joining us here for Blunt Business. You can download past episodes and this episode by going to CannabisRadio.com, which we're always thankful for producing the show, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.